Welcome, everybody. Shin number 1077. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Mui Shadoyv Ben Rebaron Zisol. Lila Nishmas Blim Abbas Ramosha. And the Rafur Shalema Sarafeg Abbas Leina Chama. Getting back to our Malacha of Koitzer uprooting. Okay, so going through a few more odds and ends here and there in conjunction with usage of a tree from the Sefer Shabbos Home. It brings down interesting questions which come up. So just getting back to it on page 283, continuing where we left off last year on page 283, it says like this: shaking a tree, we all know by now to shake a tree is not allowed to be done. Of course, one may not shake a tree on Shabbos because this too is a form of using the tree, right? We spoke about that in the past quite a number of times. Therefore, in those situations in which the activity is not considered using a tree, for example, one is using something which is twice removed from the tree, right? Tzidei studen, right? We said if for example a hammock or a swing or something, or my jacket is hanging on a hook which is attached to the tree, so it's twice removed, right? A hook, a peg, a nail sticking out of the tree, and on that I have my jacket. So I have to take a sitter out of the jacket, in that case is allowed to be done because we said that it's twice removed, right? You have the tree itself, one, you have the peg, you have the hook or whatever it is sticking out, two, then you have the jacket, three. So using that jacket, you can't take the jacket off the peg or the hook, you can't take the jacket off, but taking the sitter in and out of the pocket, that is okay. So in that case, therefore, in those situations he explains, which the activity is not considered using a tree, like we just explained, that tzidei tzadim, twice removed, right? One may engage in the activity only, we've spoken about this in the past, but I want to bring out a point, only if it does not shake the tree. If the activity is going to shake the tree, you can't do it, right? So if you take the sitter in and out of your jacket and you're start shaking branches in the tree, or the branches even, so then you can't do that. So therefore, he says, it's allowed to play on a swing, right? You have a swing, which was put up before Shabbos, and it's on a hook, so it's twice removed. It's on the hook, it's removed from the tree, but it's attached through the hook or through the peg, which is indirectly suspended from a hook, right, that is screwed into the tree. Only if the tree will not shake when the swing is in use, then it could be used. If, however, the tree shakes while the swing is in use, one may not use the swing. Fine. But he says an interesting point, which I want to get to. However, if one is not using the tree, causing the tree to shake is not a problem. It's not prohibitive. For example, right? In other words, this whole issue whereby you're not allowed to shake a tree is only when you're using the tree. But for example, if one is walking past the tree, I'm walking to shul, and it happens to be a few branches are sticking out, whatever. I'm trying to get around it, but I happen to hit it. There's no other way to walk. I'm not using the tree. I just want to go to shul. I want to pass by, but the trees are sort of like in my way. I'm not moving the tree with my hands. I'm just like trying to get by. So, for example, if one is walking past a tree and causes some branches to sway, the person is not considered to be using the tree. That's not considered mishtamish be'ilan. Mishtamish using a tree whereby there's a gazebo. We might come to pull off a branch or whatever the case is, or a fruit like we've been talking about, is we're actually making use of the tree. You're swinging the swing, right? Or I'm taking something out of my jacket. But if I'm just walking by and happens to be branches there, right? And I'm gonna, when I pass by, the branches are gonna sway or move or whatever. So that's no problem. That's what he says. If you're walking past a tree and causes some branches to sway, the person is not considered to be using the tree. Therefore, it's not forbidden to walk by a tree, even if this will cause some of the branches to sway. So he says, there's a davar pasha. The person's walking by, right? And even if it's again, I know I walk by him. When I walk by, I might hit some of the branches with my shoulder by mistake, or whatever the case is. So therefore, it's not forbidden to walk by, even if the person will cause some of the branches to sway by doing so, because this is not considered mishtamish be'ilan, making use of a tree. Now, I just want to mention one thing which he brings down, which is important to keep in mind. B'shem the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa. He brings it down, does the Reb Simcha Ben Mkona, page 277. We said Tzidei Ho'ilan, right? Tzidei Tzadon, I'm sorry, twice removed is okay, as long as you don't shake the tree. Moreover, this leniency... Okay, so we said the only problem is with shaking the tree is when you're using the tree. Just pass by is that's not the issue. It's only when you're actually making use of the tree. You're doing something with the tree, like the swing or whatever. Moreover, this leniency applies only when the hook was not affixed to the swing prior to attaching it to the tree. In other words, when you have a hook, let's say you have a hook, and now I put the swing on the hook on Friday, whatever the case is, fine. But in a case where the hook is considered tzidei, right, side of the tree, and the swing is tzidei tzadim, which may be used on Shabbos, but he brings down B'Shem Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, which I want to bring down, which is very important. However, if the hook was attached to the swing, it was attached to the swing beforehand. Okay, so again, so just to stress the point that brings down from the Sefer Shabbos home, brings down from the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa. However, in a case of Tzidet Stadim, twice removed, if the hook was attached to the swing, if the hook was attached to the swing before being attached to the tree, okay, that's the important point. Let's say, of course, we're talking about Erev Shabbos, Thursday, Friday, so you have the hook was part of the swing already, and the hook-swing combination is considered, would be considered one entity. That's an important thing to keep in mind. Good, I have the tree, and now, before Shabbos, and the hook and the swing is all together, it's all one. So then putting it in is really stays Tzidei Ho'ilan. That's only once removed. It would have to be a hook in the tree, and then putting the swing on the hook. So he brings that down from the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchas, an interesting point. So let's see it again. However, if the hook was attached to the swing before being attached to the tree, the hook-swing combination, it's all together, is considered one entity, whose attachment to the tree makes the entire entity, hook and the swing together, the category of Tzidei Ho'ilan, which is not allowed. So now it's only once removed. Consequently, it would be forbidden to use the swing on Shabbos in such a case. Again, Lefi Deshmir Shabbos Kehilchasa. So one that's important point to keep in mind. These things should be done in... Okay, so that's an important point, just keeping in mind, if the two things are together, the peg and the swing, or the hook and the swing, it's all one piece, so that's still it's only once removed. It has to be separately tree, hook, swing, or tree, nail, swing, and so on. Okay, lefi deshmir Shabbos Kehilchasa. Okay, moving along, though, brings down the Sefer Shabbos home. Another interesting case in reference to leaning against a tree. Somebody's walking. Very interesting case. That's why it's important a lot of times to see various different sfarim in conjunction, especially when it comes to Hilchas Shabbos. There's so many various different case scenarios that come up. You know, one sefer brings this case, another sefer. Not the halacha. Halacha ma'isa we know, but that's not the issue. The issue is the various different examples, and it's important to see them. So he brings out leaning against the tree to tie one's shoe, right? Many times somebody has to tie their shoe, or let's say a man has to tie their shoe, so they'll lean up against the wall and tie their shoe. They pick up their leg, and they only on one leg, and they're leaning. So one has to be careful with that, right? So it's forbidden. He brings down on page 287, is Taka Asa to lean heavily against the tree in order to tie one shoe, right? My shoe is loose. I want to lean up against the tree so I could tie my shoe. That's a full leaning, right? You pull away the tree, the guy's going to fall down. So that's important to keep in mind. Somebody has to tie their shoe. Make sure you lean up against the wall. Leaning up against the wall is not a problem, right? A wall of a house, have a wall. You might get dirty and your pants might get dirty. Then you have a problem wiping it off, which is malabein, laundering on Shabbos. Wiping off the dust, but just leaning up against a wall per se is not a problem. It's leaning up against a tree where you have the problem. So one has to be careful. They want to tie their shoes to make sure you lean up against the wall and not up against the tree. Thank you for listening. Aslach and Bracha Kol Tov.